opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 13th of May, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Thanks for pulling my ashes out of the fire today by finding those tickets.
No problem.
And, of course, Trish Clark's back. It was her birthday.
I had a birthday week. I'm having a birthday month. Do that.
Well, you got to do that.
Yeah.
You got to have birthday month.
Absolutely. And it's good to be back. It's 64 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 94 and a low this evening of 61. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 93. Friday night, a low of 63. And on Saturday, slight chance of thunderstorms, a high of 88 and a low of 61. And on Sunday, a high of 94 and a low of 60. Next week, still in the high 80s. Looks like it's not going to bump up into the 90s for a little while yet, consistently, and that's a good thing. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And the Lone Stranger's clues today. Now, they found the loot in front of the Asphalt Cowboys clubhouse on Tuesday. But here's the Lone Strangers are still on the go, and it's a $600 reward today if you can solve this. A tough game of hold'em they played. All four suits were in demand. A pair of deuces was on the table. But the sidekicks, jacks, did win the hand. Jacks? Jacks? I don't know. Tough game of hold'em. Okay. Let me do it one more time. A tough game of hold'em they played. All four suits were in demand. A pair of deuces was on the table, but the sidekicks, jacks, did win the hand. Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Give you something to do today. No.
Boy, is it great to have rodeo week back in Shasta County?
I mean,
this has just been such a tradition. I just am delighted that it's all back and we're just getting back to normal and people are excited and turning out for things.
Well, you know what? Tell me that Shasta County's not open. Tell me Shasta County's not open.
Yeah,
I mean that.
It is. It absolutely is. And people are delighted about it. The whole atmosphere. I've noticed that people are actually friendlier. They got a smile on their face. Now that we can see their face, that's a good thing. It's just the atmosphere is wonderful.
And here's the thing is, if people want to wear a mask, I have no problem with that at all. Absolutely
not. Absolutely not.
The only problem I have is recognizing somebody. Somebody came up, Carl, and he's shaking my hand, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, I know him, and I'm 90% sure who it was. I was getting ready to show him a picture of he and I were out shooting. But I just, it just wasn't.
It's hard.
I was like, you know, hey, Dan. Yeah. I didn't do that. I was at the Sandwichery, which has been open since the beginning.
Some of the places
totally ignoring everything. And it's nice when you went in there to be able to see the police in there and all that also. You know, that they were, you know, supporting local businesses. So you're right. It's so good.
It is. It's just, yeah.
Okay. Now, my friends, somebody just turned in rodeo tickets back to me this morning because they had a family thing that happened for Friday night. Tomorrow night, I have tickets. So, I've got a family pack. Four tickets. For Friday night, let me see, 95, 97, 98. They're all sitting together.
So
you can't get rid of them. I have a four pack to the second caller. And 605-4567, a family pack of rodeo tickets for
Friday night.
Friday night, 605-4567. And for the second caller, You don't have to answer a question. You just have to pick up your phone and dial.
Second caller.
Second call. There you go. 605-4567. Okay, we got the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard joining us. Okay, I can say this. They're going to be here after the break. I will say this. They look young.
Wow. Yeah, we met them this morning earlier, and yes. Yeah, the Marines' finest. They look young.
These young Marines have to go through a pretty stringent background, make sure everything is okay before they get this, because they represent the Marine Corps, and they can't get in trouble. They've got to have an absolutely clean record. They travel all over the United States. I mean, all over the United States, hauling their horses. They've got, I think there's 6 or 7 total, maybe 8. No, probably 6. And they, and so 4 will come up, and then they come back, and somebody else will take a place, and then they, Cheyenne, every place. Cody, they have great big guys.
Well, and I bet they're glad to be back. I bet they didn't get to do that last year.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. So.
And we got some new ones.
Yes.
There's always one that's been here. But we skipped last year.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
So one sergeant was here 2 years ago, and he's back. So, well, the phone's ringing off the hook today for those 4 tickets.
So they're probably gone. This is the third or fourth ticket.
Second phone call.
Yeah.
But do not despair. Between 8 and 9, I'm going to give away 2 more tickets to Friday Night Rodeo. So, okay. What's the thing that's hit you the most, you know? What's going on? You know, did you see anything yesterday at the Board of Supervisors where they put posters up all over the walls?
I've read a little bit about it on posts. And
can you do that?
Oh, well, things are different. Can they do? This has certainly been a unique time. The things that are happening in the boardroom during this time, certainly we had our times when we had public input, but never to this extent, never for this long, never all day public input.
Never the anger, probably.
Never the anger. I mean, we've certainly had projects that people were opposed to. There were times when they weren't too happy with the board on the decision.
But there was a certain civility
and I will tell you that we demanded the civility, and I'm not sure what's changed about that. We pretty much just, you could come in and say what you wanted to. You couldn't take personal shots at the staff.
Well, somebody was taking personal shots at Mary. What if somebody had questioned your mother, being a mother? Would you have just sat there?
No. No.
Engaged?
We were always told that we're not to respond to the audience. That isn't exactly what it says. It's what the Brown Act says and what open time says is that you can't make any decisions.
Right.
You can certainly have, in my opinion, and we did, have a discussion. If you weren't quite clear of something that somebody said, you were able to ask them questions about that. We always were able to respond. But what we didn't do, and it worked, because I, as chairman, 4 different times during my term, if someone were personally attacking a staff member or a board member, not about the decision they made.
No, personal, right.
A personal attack, I'd shut them off.
Okay.
I would. I would just say, no, we're not gonna tolerate that. And at one point, I don't remember the exact circumstances, I actually had someone removed. That was being very belligerent and attackive and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the deputy ask them to leave. So this is a different time. Things are happening.
Well, I guess I'm
not
is
questioning people's right to go in what they want.
Absolutely not.
But we've lost civility across the United States. These are different times.
Thank you, social media.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I guess thanks
to media. The media has, they're responsible for all of this angst in my mind, because they refuse to tell the truth about anything. They play up things that are not important and totally ignore things that are. I mean, all of this nonsense with taking people off Facebook and not allowing them any time or effort you know, people banned. I have so many friends who are getting banned from Facebook. It's ridiculous. We have a right to say what we want to on that forum, I think. Or they shouldn't be receiving the special privileges they are as being an open byway. But to ban the president of the United States from the ability to get out to the people on tweet and Facebook and that, and then turn right around and allow people like Maxine Waters and those people to come out and incite riots every time they open their mouth, and so somehow that isn't the same thing. The whole process has been very hypocritical in my mind, and I think I blame the media for a good share of the animosity and things that are going on in this United States.
I totally agree. And frankly, I hope that they really take a look at these big tech companies and really take a look at them as they did the steel corporations back under Teddy Roosevelt. And take a good look. If you're going to be publishing, which is what they're doing, if you're going to start cutting people out because what you think, well, then you become a publisher, you're an editor, and at that point, you lose all those tax breaks, all those other things. And if you remember also Ma Bell, remember how Ma Bell had a stranglehold on the United States? They broke up Ma Bell. They broke up Ma Bell, so you had Southeastern Bell, and you had all the different other companies that came in. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we got the Marines, but tell me. Did you travel at all when you were
there? I did.
Did you miss your sleep?
I did. You know, you just don't get the same kind of solid sleep that you get on your sleep number bed.
Well, you know, we upgraded to that new, I don't know, L8 or something. Linda knows the numbers and all this, but which you can adjust up and down, you know, and you're...
And it adjusts itself.
Oh, yeah. And it adjusts.
And you feel
that? No, she signed up for that. I didn't sign up for that because... Yeah, I'm pretty happy the way I sleep, but Linda's into all of that, and it adjusts, and, you know, while she's moving, as much as we love the other Sleep Number bed, this one is really, really good. Gives you a lot more alternatives. My sleep number setting is 45 in this, so it went down, and Linda's sleep number setting is 35.
So, my sleep number still 55. It would be curious to know on that.
It was 55. Yeah, well, it's a different. We don't have the like the pillow top mattress. It's a different mattress. It's great. And right now, my friends, since proven quality sleep affects your life, they are having a Memorial Day sale at Sleep Number. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Exclusive offers also. Offers available for military members. So go on down to our Sleep Number store, talk to Steve or anybody else in there, and you will be surprised at just how comfortable these beds are and how much of a better sleep you can get at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. 7:18 in the morning, and we'll be right back with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper, and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. It is 7:22 in the morning on the 13th. The Marine Corps helps playing right now, so I'm kind of standing attention here. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil has been around here since 1967, and they want to remind everybody, get defensible space around your home. It's fire season. This could be one of the worst fire seasons if that's possible. You don't even hear CAL FIRE say that, Trish. It's just, you know. Another fire?
Everyone needs to be very, 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 very careful.
Have all your, have a go bag there if, in case you need to, evacuate there. Make sure you've got everything in there that you need. You've got, for all your people with horses, make sure you've got a way of getting your horses out of there. Also, I know people with horses with no trailers, so make sure you've got friends with trailers that can help you get out of there. SST Oil wants you to be safe during the season. SST Oil is on the front lines with our firefighters, making sure they have the fuel they need to run the dozers, the chainsaws, and everything else, plus delivering jet fuel all over the area. That's SST Oil. They're always looking for good employees. They're always looking for drivers. It's an employee-owned company. There's super people there. Give them a call at 241-1167. Well, we're happy to have the Marines back. We missed you last year, Marines. And we have four. And our NCYC is Sergeant Amy Polichuk.
Yes, sir.
Get in there close there.
Morning, sir.
Good morning. Talk louder. Give me that command voice.
Morning, sir.
Okay, there you go. I'm going to go across the line here. So, Sergeant, tell me about you. Why'd you join the Marine Corps, first of all? And you've been in for 5 years.
Yes, sir.
So why'd you join the Marine Corps?
The Marine Corps really was a personal goal for mine. I just wanted to prove to myself that I was capable of doing it. Everybody always told me, you always hear that it's the hardest branch, the most challenging, both physically and mentally. So for me, it really was a personal goal. Am I capable of doing it? And, can I make it through? So that was, for me, I just wanted to prove it to myself and, obviously, you're serving your country and you're doing everything that you can to, do more than just, what you can for your personal life and everything. But I just wanted to really prove to myself, what am I capable of, what can I push myself to, you know, physically and mentally, and see what I could do.
Were you challenged?
I was.
Have you been challenged?
I was. Absolutely.
That's great. So how did you get into horses? I mean, you're a, do you have a background in horses, or? Okay.
I do. So I started working with horses when I was 11. And growing up, I was just kind of that horse crazy kid. And my family doesn't have anything to do with horses, but I just love them. And when I was a kid, my mom found a place for me to go volunteer at. And I started taking lessons with a trainer there and would just work as much as I could. I'd get dropped off at the barn after school and started riding, started just cleaning stalls, and started at the bottom, worked my way up. And from there, as soon as I graduated high school, I went to college for a bit, but missed being around the horses full time. So I started working for some trainers that I had looked up to as a kid, and they were kind of like my role models. And I was like, I want to ride like them, I want to be like them, and I want to take care of the horses as well as they do. So started doing that, and, I mean, the career just grew from there.
Okay, so somewhere in there, then you decided to enlist and be abused.
I did.
At boot camp, as we all have been. So into the Marine Corps. But, and how'd you get into the Color Guard?
So I had somebody my first year of being in the Marine Corps. They knew my horse background, and they were like, you would be a really good fit for this. So didn't think too much of it. There were a lot of other things that I wanted to do in the Marine Corps prior to trying to apply, and then I was like, you know what, I want to get back into the horses, and what's better than being able to be in the Marine Corps and be around the horses at the same time? It's the best of both worlds. So I started putting in my application, and I just had to wait for the right timing, so it took me 3 years to get out here, but I'm finally on the team, and I'm, you know, couldn't be happier with that decision.
Now, the sergeant's from Dallas, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Did you know there was a Dallas, Pennsylvania?
No, I did not know that. Dallas, Pennsylvania.
Where you,
yes, ma'am.
Where are you from, Sergeant?
Cowboy country is cowboy country,
yeah.
Right?
I'm from Dallas.
Yeah.
Dallas, Texas. No, Pennsylvania. But it's close to Dallas. So.
That's usually how the conversation goes.
Is that right? Okay. All right. Well, then let's talk to Sergeant Ashton Hammer. Good morning, Sergeant.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, living the dream. It's rodeo week.
Yes, sir.
And last year we didn't have rodeo week. Everybody was shut down. We'll talk about that because I know it impacted on you all too. I'm going to try this. Fruta?
Yes, sir.
Fruta, Colorado. Okay. And you're an aircraft avionics technician. So
yes,
why did you join?
I was actually more of a God thing for me. It was just the timing was right. I was going to college, and I was kind of tired of college. Wanted to get out.
It gets tiresome.
It does. I wanted to go rodeoing, and nobody was really supportive of that at the time. So they were like, that's not a good idea. You need, like, a real job first and get settled with life and whatnot first before you go try to chase your dream kind of thing. And so I was like, all right, fine. So I actually quit school, and I didn't really tell anyone, and I just went rodeoing. And then barrel racing.
Barrel racing.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So
wow.
I went and won. I finally won my first pro rodeo, and then I was like, okay, now I can go do something else. And went
good
and
for you.
Joined the Marine Corps after that because the timing was perfect. The recruiter walked into my work, and I followed him out, basically. And the next day I was signing papers and was on my way to MEPS that week. So
that's the MEPS is where you go to get for your transitioning into boot camp.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so.
And how long have you been in?
5 years, a little over.
And so, an avionics technician, and where have you been stationed at?
Camp Pendleton is where I was stationed at, and then I did a UDP to Okinawa.
Okay. UDP is a unit deployment program.
Yes, sir.
Guys got to talk in English here.
Sorry.
I guess that's why I'm here, though.
That's why you're here. Yeah,
translator. Yeah.
So the whole unit goes on over there.
Yes,
who are you with?
HMLA 369.
Okay.
Gunfighters Rule.
Gunfighters Rule. I wish you could have seen that.
Yeah.
So how'd you get into the Mounted Color Guard?
Well, being from the rodeo background, I actually saw them before I even joined the Marine Corps at the Colorado Professional Rodeo Association Finals down in my hometown, actually. They were presenting colors, and I just thought it was, like, the coolest thing ever. And I was like, dang, that's super cool. I wanted to, like, go talk to them, but they were in and out so quick I didn't get a chance to. And then Once I joined the Marine Corps, I remembered, hey, that's a thing. How do I get there? And I bugged people and called and basically wouldn't let them say no. I put in my application and I did it over the top. They ask you two questions on there, and I put an essay, two-page essay on it, and I put in like six-letter recommendations saying, hey, I want to be here. I deserve to be here. Let me be there. So I made it really difficult for them to say no.
Well, they didn't.
That's true.
So how long have you been there?
I've been over there just under 2 years.
Just under 2 years.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Well, it's good to find somebody that, you know, that says, hey, I want this job.
Yeah.
Because, as we know, we've had Marines assigned there that have never been on a horse before.
That's true.
Never been around horses before. And they've always done a fine job. It must be a little bit more difficult. Okay, so our next Marine here is Corporal Christian Drumheller.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Corporal. You've got almost 4 years of service here.
Yes, sir.
And you are an 0341, which is a mortarman. When we go on our hikes, our nature hikes, and the mortar crews are out there carrying base plates, mortars, it's usually the base plate guy. It's usually the smallest guy. It's like the radio man. It's usually the smallest person and carrying the radios and everything. So they are always. Are we still carrying base plates?
Oh, most definitely, sir.
Oh, you are. Huh?
Yeah, I think they just get heavier every year.
Well, you know, you Marines get bigger every year. So tell us about you, Corporal.
I'm from Scottsville, Virginia. I decided to join the Marine Corps to do something, you know, a little bit bigger than just being the hometown guy. Go out and do something, kind of give back to the world or the country, and I wanted to go infantry because. And that's cool, and you get to go blow stuff up.
Infantry is cool.
Mortarmen kind of fit into that really well.
You can be with the infantry and blow things up even better.
Yes, sir. I decided to, I was going to get out of the Marine Corps, and they came up to me and said, what can we do to keep you in the Marine Corps? And I said, give me all the mounted color guard. And they're like, all right, well, here you go. So,
had you ridden horses before?
I did, ma'am. I was in rodeos a lot when I was in high school and whatnot, and that's pretty much all I did before I joined the Marine Corps. So being able to be on the Mounted Color Guard is kind of like the best of both worlds. You know, I get to wear the dress blues and represent the Marine Corps and get to ride horses.
Yeah.
Now, you're how long have you been with the Color Guard?
I think about a month now.
About a month. Okay. Well, good. How are you liking it so far?
I love it. Great.
Okay, now, besides having their MOSs, which is their military occupation specialty of what they do, taking care of all this stuff, they're also stable keepers. I guess that's what it's called. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And what it is you take care of the horses, and then you get them from spot to spot. Well, good. So how are you liking it so far?
I'm enjoying it. It's a good time.
Are these three-year tours?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So, this leads us to our veteran here.
To what was introduced to us as the speaker for today, but we decided we wanted to speak to all of them.
Oh, but first we have to take a break and we'll get right back. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals. Recognized by the Watson Health Institute, it's a fully accredited chest pain center. They also have besides the other things that they've been recognized by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. They also have that Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, which means that they can operate using minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments, less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. 7:33 in the morning, and Trish Clark and I will be back in just a couple minutes.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum weed. Back in the saddle again, riding the range once more.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When I wake up in the morning, I brew my coffee hot and strong. Get out,
guitar. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bach and Trish Clark. Hey, it's rodeo week, and tonight's first rodeo, Thursday night, first events, or first show tonight.
You know, each evening is unique. Yeah. The Thursday night is the opening, and so there's a lot of special stuff going on there. And then you go with, by Saturday night, every night is different in the rodeo.
The only thing you're going to hear on this, Marines, is the intro and outro. So grab it for that, because it's all going to be cowboy music and Western music during that. Yeah, it is. Everything's different. Like today, they're riding slack.
Yeah.
And, of course, slack is where, because they have so many cowboys.
When did they do
here.
The mutton?
The mutton busting. They did slack and mutton busting, too. They had 120 entries for it. So what they did is they brought them down. and they have 10 now for each night.
Oh, okay, cool.
So they had, but they had to see, what they have to see is Mutton Busting, as you know, which is one of the greatest little events there. Is, are the, you know, a lot of times it's the mom and dad that want the kid to ride the, shoot the sheep. And the kid takes
out there and he just
that,
walks away.
That, that 5 year old's there is like going, whoa, whose idea was this? You know, I got to put my face.
Not so much. I'm out of here.
I got to put my face where? You know, it's like, you know, because you lean over and you get that good grip. Yeah. And so they kind of went over the ones out that don't really want to be there. And then they've got 10 for each night. So
yeah, perfect.
It's great. It's great. And then, today we're here with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, the only Mounted Color Guard that's left in the services. Our next guest is, well, let me get back here. And it's Sergeant Timothy Wolfbrandt.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, the sergeant's been here before, but he was here 2 years ago, and we got a little rain that, you know, during the performance.
Oh, yeah. It was a wet year, sir, but it was still a good time.
Now, tell us a little bit about you. Here we have an 0311, an infantryman.
That's right, sir. So I joined the Marine Corps in June of 2012. It was something that that I knew that I was going to do pretty much my whole life. I was raised just down the road in Amador County, a little town called Volcano, so viewers would know Jackson.
My family lives there. That's where we were talking about my grandson a minute ago, and that's where Gavin lives.
Volcano, California, which tells you something. Okay.
Oh, anyway. Yeah. And it's a very veteran-heavy population down there, especially with Vietnam veterans. So I was always surrounded by people who would who'd paid the price for freedom. And after 9/11, I knew that I had to do something in being a – I wanted to go to combat and fight for my country, which is why I chose the Marine Corps and chose the infantry. So my intent was to be a part of my generation's war in Afghanistan. And so I went into the Marine Corps June 2012, like I said, and I've been here ever since.
Have you been able to deploy?
Yes. I've deployed 4 times. So I deployed twice with 2nd Battalion, 5th Marines. I did 2 MEWs to the Southeast Asia region. And then I deployed twice with 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines to the Middle East.
Okay. So you've seen it?
A little bit. Not as much as I would have liked, but I was still able to get out there and experience a little bit of history as it was made.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yep. That's when it I'd already retired when it happened, but managed to get back in again. So now you've been here for how long?
I've been on the Mounted Color Guard for a little bit over 2 years, so I got here just a couple months before Sergeant Hammer.
Okay. Now, Sergeant Hammer, you weren't here last time, though.
No, sir, I was not.
Where were you?
Stayed home. They made me do the chores.
Okay.
Because you were just new on the...
Why'd you join the Color Guard?
So the way I got on the Mounted Color Guard, actually, is a little bit different than everyone else. I just got orders. So I just got back from my most recent deployment, and I was actually trying to just PCA over to 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines, so I could just deploy again right away and get out. And I called my monitor, and he told me I needed a break. I disagreed, and he said that's why I needed a break, so I had to go somewhere non-deployable. And he tried to pitch the usual stuff of recruiting, drill instructor, and I didn't want anything to do with that. But I heard about the Mounted Color Guard through social media, and I was like, well, Gunny, what about the Mounted Color Guard? Do they have any spots? He was like, yeah, as long as you can pass the riding test. I said, okay, sounds good to me, and then he cut me orders. So I did ask to come out here.
Have you been on horses before?
Oh, yeah.
So, okay.
In Amador County, you've got to have been.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So my riding experience, it wasn't near as extensive as the other three riders that we have. I rode for 10 years just doing showing, but nothing too serious. And I rode casually whenever I would go home on leave.
Sure.
Now I'm back into it full time.
So, you're kind of the – so you two have been here the longest. What's been the biggest surprise to you since you've been on this?
So the biggest surprise to me back –
Yeah, maybe not a surprise, but yeah. Wow, I didn't expect this.
Yeah. Well, I'd say the biggest thing was back when I was still in the infantry, most of our exposure to the world is what we see on the news, and it was very negative. So the biggest thing being on the Mounted Color Guard was actually to be able to see all the places that truly care about us, and that's something that I never had the opportunity to experience before, because a lot of us, we're very bitter you know, being on deployment, all you see is CNN on at the chow hall, you know, the couple chances you get to see the news.
We spoke of that earlier in the show.
And so you would think that the whole country hates you and they're not behind what we're doing over there. But being on the Mounted Color Guard has been able to show me that that's not the case at all. The vast majority or the silent majority of Americans are huge supporters of our cause and
media
what we're doing.
Media is not America. It's whatever they do to sell sponsored time. And you know what? That was just a great answer because you're absolutely right. The vast majority of Americans are, you know, support this country, but they also support our military. We went through that segment, that time frame with Vietnam, but after that, people finally woke up and realized, hey, it's the warriors that are being sent there by your older people who have never been in combat, and it's not the warriors you should be upset with. Be upset with your politicians. So, yeah. Well, hey, we got to take another break to get on time here. But when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about your average day when you're back at the back in Barstow, and then when you're on the road, because you're on the road a lot, or can be. This portion of the show brought to you by a local bank here, Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, local board of directors, helped so many people during these COVID times with the payroll protection plan, kept hundreds of or even thousands of people still employed, hundreds of businesses open. Cornerstone Community Bank cares about our community here. Three branches, one down in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street, right downtown Ready. You can hit it here with a good golf shot, if there is such a thing. And the main branch, of course, in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Cornerstone Community Bank wants you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back with the United States Mounted Color Guard.
American history at Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, American Adventure 1607, actively explores the fates of early colonists in North America through a blend of gameplay and authentic history. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California.
I think my dad's gone crazy.
And remember, Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody!
Our tribute concert series lineup will keep you entertained with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Performing today's pop charts, rock and roll, classics to country music.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets 15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Lineup and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled, educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Cowboys like us, sure.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 a.m., your talk radio. It is the Thursday, the 13th of May, 7:51 in the morning. Of course, tonight's the first performance of the Reading Rodeo after being off for a year.
The weather's going to be great. Nice, cool temperatures. Not so hot, not raining.
Yeah.
Perfect rodeo time.
Hey, Jared, did I give away the family pack?
We did.
And to who?
Well, I wanted to tell you about this. It was Seth again, because he's the only one that called, and he told me he had a friend who has a family that he wants to take.
Okay. Seth came in here this morning.
And got...
He scored tonight.
For tonight, but he's got... Oh, well. Oh, okay. Second caller.
That's fine. Second caller. Hey, we're here today with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, the only... Mounted Color Guard still left in all the services, and we've been talking to our representatives from the Marine Corps here.
We are so well represented with these young people,
you know,
I'm so impressed with the demeanor, the service that you do, the way you present yourself. We're very proud.
One of the things I talked about was you guys kind of got to go through a screening system, and Marine Corps is not going to put out somebody that's going to be a problem. They can't handle themselves in the public, because you all are, I'm sure, tempted with all types of different things. The first group that rolled through here, how long ago was that, Gordon?
I think it was 9 years.
9 years ago. They had a great time. I wasn't sure we were going to get them all back down to Barstow, frankly. But we're here with Sergeant Amy Polichuk. And that she's the NCYC here, and Sergeant Timothy Wolfbrandt, who is was here 2 years ago, and is here coming back to Reading. Sergeant Ashton Hammer, who is a rodeo phenom. Can we say that? Sure, we can.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, and Corporal Christian Drumheller from Scottsdale. Scottsville, Virginia, and you don't think about it, but he's a rodeo guy, too. I mean, there's a lot of riding back in Virginia. Now, Sergeant Wolfram, let's talk about something y'all are doing with the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard.
Yes, sir. So there's an event that we did. It was about a month or two ago that I'd love to be able to talk about a little bit. It's called it's for an organization called the Cowboys Honor Ride, and they ride for fallen deputies and police officers around this area. And I think this is something that your viewers up here in Reading would love to get behind. And Norman Nather, he's the guy that organizes it. His goal is for any officer that's killed within 100 miles of where he lives to be able to put on an honor ride for him. So the ride that we did, the deputy was he was a Marine Corps veteran. He went to Afghanistan twice, and then he was killed in a shootout in Kalexpo. And
you know... Okay, go on. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not going to make any comments on this.
So they, They had heard about the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, and they were able to get the request, and we went up there, and we led the procession, you could, if you want to call it that, the procession or the parade. There was a couple hundred riders, and it was just an awesome tribute to the officer, to his family, and to the community. And this is something that Norman started up pretty recently, within the last couple of years, and I know it's something that he wants to see grow. He wants to see these rides sprout up all over the country. But we do have a ride that's looking like it's going to be coming up in the next month or so for Officer N, who was just killed in Stockton a couple of days ago. So I know that's not very far away from here. And there's a lot of people up here in Reading that have horses. So if they just keep an eye out on Facebook, there's a Facebook page for the Cowboys Honor Ride.
Now, do you all put this out on your I'll go like that page so I can see it. But yeah. You all have your own Facebook page, of course. And if you do that, do you put where you're going to and everywhere, Sergeant?
So we typically do put where we're going, different events that are coming up, like as we're on the road and as we're at those events. But until we know exactly where we're going and everything, you know, we're trying to work with the organizers of those events to see if they want to put something together or not. And in this case in particular, you know, I've already talked with one of the organizers, and we told him, hey, we'll be more than happy to support if you guys want us down there again, because that was something that we were, you know, we were very honored to be down there, and it was, you know, it was just so humbling to see how supportive everybody was, like we were talking about earlier, but just the turnout that they had for this officer was just absolutely incredible, and that's something that we definitely want to be a part of again.
You know, that's great. Tell me about how many events are you all asked to be at a year, would you say?
I'd say generally about 70 events per year. That includes a lot of small one-day events, and then some of the events are much longer. So Reading, for example, we're up here for 4 days. We were down in San Antonio for, I believe it was 5 or 6 days. Some events will go longer than a week, but we got a pretty busy summer coming up, actually. I think this is going to be our busiest year in quite a while, thankfully, since last year.
Everybody's ready to get out. Everybody's wanting to go.
Everybody wants to, yeah. And so y'all have to pick and choose, too.
Yes. Right? So that is something that we're striving to be able to do less of, picking and choosing. We want to field two independent teams, so having two teams of four horses and four riders, so that way we don't have to pick and choose anymore. We can just support every event.
But I'm saying that because they think enough of the people in Reading and our event here that they like coming up here.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a tradition now.
Yeah. Well, Reading is also it's a higher impact event, too. So there's a big bang for the Marine Corps as well. And then we have an established relationship up here. So
I get a phone call. Yeah. I get a phone call from the Marines saying, you guys having a rodeo this year? Early, though. I mean, it's like January.
Oh, perfect.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention Gordon Baugh, who's sitting here. And Gordon's from, of course, from Reading here, and a former Marine, asphalt cowboy, all those things. And, you know, like every officer does, he turns to a really good NCO and says, all right, here's the plan, make it work. And Gordon makes it work every year. So, you know, I get to talk to Marines and be around them and all this, but Gordon makes sure that everything is planned well beforehand. I only have one question. We only got like a minute and a half left. Anybody can answer this. Is Sergeant Hammer a liberty risk?
No, she's not.
They don't call me Hammer Time for nothing, sir.
You know,
she's pretty well behaved.
If you carry a hammer around enough, everything starts looking like a nail.
I do have a hammerhead.
Yeah, okay. I had to ask that because, you know, barrel racers.
I'm not your typical barrel racer, though. My horses walk in the gate.
They walk into the gate. You're not, you know, they're not rearing out of the...
My fire-breathing dragon doesn't start till I tell it to.
Oh, okay. That's great. Okay, everybody. Come on out. Hopefully that, you know... I think our ideas of social distancing at the rodeo are a little bit different than...
I think Chester County's ideas of this whole thing, we're done.
We haven't taken this... it's serious. Don't misunderand me. We just haven't taken it as seriously as Gavin has. Come on out tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night. Have a great time at the rodeo. And between 8 and 9, I'm going to give away two more tickets for tomorrow night. And watch our Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. They are so professional. And now you know who they are.
And they're going to be there
three nights. I wish we were having the parade. I'm sorry we're not, but that Caltrans couldn't get it together say, oh yeah, you can have a parade down, an open air parade along the streets like you have for 74 years. Okay, no comment. Okay, we're going to take a break.
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, when
thank you all for your service.
You know what? Thank you so much. You know what? It's really good seeing Marines. And the thing is, you're right, Gordon. Some time has passed. They all look young. Hey, when we come back, Supervisor Patrick Jones will join us.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
.com. I'm Rex Thomason. The exchange of rocket fire between the Israeli military and Gaza terrorists has sparked a wave of unrest on the streets of towns and cities across Israel. Arabs and Jews are fighting each other, one of the worst spasms of communal violence that Israel has seen in decades. And President Biden says he's been in touch with the Israeli Prime Minister.
My expectation and hope is that this will be closing down sooner than later. But Israel has a right to defend itself when you have thousands of rockets flying into your territory.
And this Tel Aviv resident says Israel's missile defense system is saving lives, although it's having a tough time keeping up with all of those incoming missiles.
The Iron Dome is doing a great job intercepting the missiles, but with this amount of rockets being fired, it's a barrage, they're not intercepting all of them, so we're seeing a lot of casualties.
President Biden will be meeting with a half dozen Republican senators to discuss his $2 trillion spending plan. That's a so-called infrastructure package.
One of the six GOP senators is Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia. She's the top Republican on the committee handling infrastructure. She and the others will lay out their ideas for a smaller and more narrowly defined package. Mr. Biden has been courting lawmakers from both parties to find support for his proposal.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Wholesale prices rose of higher than expected 0.6% in April, driven by rising food prices. Economists had been looking for a 0.3% increase. Stocks sharply higher on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 526 points. The S&P ahead 61. The NASDAQ up 178. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
see our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Metal Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1335. Record NMLS number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Thailand, among countries dealing with another surge in coronavirus cases.
Almost 60% of those cases were found in prisons. It's possible the virus has been circulating in packed Thai prisons for quite some time. The issue came to light after a high-profile student activist known as Rung said she tested positive for COVID while in prison facing royal defamation charges. Thai officials then confirmed a second activist had also tested positive and was in a prison hospital. The outbreaks have led to calls for the authorities to release prisoners who don't pose a threat to the public, while also boosting prevention measures for those who have to stay behind bars.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. A 51-year-old reporter for a now-banned online and broadcast news agency in Myanmar, sentenced by a military court to 3 years in prison for his reporting. News and analysis at townhall.com. Representative Liz Cheney is telling any would-be Trump-backed primary challengers to Bring it on.
After being ousted by her own party from her number three position of power among House Republicans, Cheney was asked by NBC's Today Show whether she expects to be primaried in next year's midterm election. Bring it on, Cheney told the network Savannah Guthrie. A supremely confident-sounding Cheney says not only will she not back away from her comments against former President Trump, she says she'll also fight to keep him from reclaiming the White House if he tries to in 2024. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Biden has signed an executive order meant to strengthen U.S. cybersecurity defenses in response to a series of headline-grabbing hacking incidents, highlighting just how vulnerable the country's public and private sectors are to high-tech spies and criminals operating from half a world away. Get on Wall Street, the Dow up 500 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. Trish is, she's got a homemade, what is that?
Banana bread.
Banana bread. She brings it in to me, you know, on Thursdays. And
I didn't share this morning because I brought a muffin instead of a liar.
That's okay. Yeah. I'm watching my girlish figure here. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. They do a lot more than just help people stay well. They support many of the events, many of the organizations in our county, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Jared, what day is today?
Today is Apple Pie Day.
Apple Pie Day. Rodeo and apple pie. Is there anything more American, than that?
Not much.
Trish is here with the weather.
It's 70 degrees in downtown Reading, going to warm up today to a high of 94, a low of 61, and on Friday a high of 93, a low of 63. Chance of thunderstorms on Friday evening. On Saturday,
Wait a minute. Did we just say thunderstorms again?
Well, yeah.
I just told those Marines. Sergeant was here 2 years ago, and we just got hammered with
and
rain.
I kind of just didn't talk about that while they were here, because but it's just a slight chance. Thunderstorms, not a lot of rain. And on Saturday, a slight chance of thunderstorms. Saturday night, mostly clear. And on Sunday, sunny and clear, high of 94 and a low of 60. And then next week is going to be in the high 80s.
Oh, okay.
So we're not rushing into the booming 90s and going nowhere near 100 for a while. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Nice Anderson-owned business.
And you know why they're in Anderson? They tried to put their business in Reading and just ran into so many roadblocks.
That's right. The place to do business is in Anderson.
And Chuck Kenny, a Vietnam vet, helicopter pilot, after he, you know, beats his head on the wall for a few days, he goes, oh, went down to Anderson and opened it right up. A very, very good business. Propane, my friends, is the same. Propane's the same. It's the customer service, and the Shasta Gas Propane is just outstanding when it comes to that. Okay, we are here with Board of Supervisors member, 4th District.
Correct.
Patrick Jones.
Hey, good morning. Thank you guys for having me on.
You know what, Patrick? You know, I think I called you about something else, and then I asked you about, would you want to come on? And, you know, and like Barry Tippin, neither one of you ever ducks. Come in on the show. And I've had others, especially in the last few months. Gee, I'd really like to, but this is maybe not the time or something like that.
I think it's a great time.
And I actually had one say, well, I feel like you ambushed me. You know, what, because I asked you a question about something you voted on? I just infuriated me for that.
That wasn't a member of the Board of Supervisors.
No, that was the City Council.
No, I think it's a great opportunity. I mean, if you want to be an elected official, you should be accessible to the public. That is kind of the deal. And so I work hard to make sure that I'm very, very accessible.
Patrick, since you've been elected, what have you done? You were a city council member.
Yeah, for 8 years.
For 8 years. What's the biggest difference between city council and the Board of Supervisors?
Yeah, and so, you know, my years on council prepared me well for the Board of Supervisors. I guess the biggest difference is the lack of interaction with staff. I was a little disappointed with that. My city hall days, I had meetings every week with the city manager. I went over every single item on the agenda and discussed it in depth, consent and regular and closed session. And so I had lots of meetings with staff and city attorneys and stuff. And I'm not getting any of that with the board. So I read my staff reports, every one. I do all my work on my own. I don't have a lot of interactions with staff. I think that's less than desirable.
Patrick, is that because have you reached out to the separate department heads? Are they not accessible to you?
I can reach out to them. In fact, so far, the only department head that I've had a meeting with has been from the Veteran Service Officer. She was the only one that reached out, and so I went down to her and had a nice meeting, nice conversation, and got a tour of the office, and not much contact with the others, you know, and so.
Who was that?
Celeste.
Yes.
Oh, Celestina.
Celestina, yeah.
Yeah, real nice, and that made me feel good. So, but I will see all of them, and of course I read staff reports, and they do virtually appear when we have meetings. And it's been different also because we don't have as much staff in the boardroom because most of them are still participating virtual, which, of course, all my years on council, you know, we didn't
well,
have
yeah,
that.
It was different then.
So it was a little bit different. But it has been exciting, and I am learning a lot about the different departments. I guess the biggest eye-opener is the Health and Human Services Department. It's over a $200 million budget.
I think it's like over 220.
Right. It's a big.
It's big. There, yeah.
And so we didn't have that at City Hall. We had a electric utility and other types of departments, but that's a big one. And I'm concerned with how much we're spending on homeless. And and I've been voting no on quite a few items concerning that. When we house homeless, and we're spending tens of millions of dollars doing it. To me, it almost feels like we're enabling this bad behavior. And I'd rather support other programs that, you know, teach a person a job so that they can house themselves, or at-risk youth, get them when they're young and try to get them out of the bad life that they're in and show that there is hope. And there are some programs that we have that are just that. They're good programs. But some programs I don't think are good. And so there's been a few 4-1 votes, and that's not new for me. And so I'm learning a lot. It's been exciting, and a lot of interaction with the public, a lot. But that is the one positive thing that I've seen, is that I'm interacting with the public a lot more than my first 4 months when I was at City Council.
Did you notice that one of the things about the Health and Human Services particularly is how dramatically your hands are tied on a lot of the funding? They give you money specifically for a XYZ program, and they don't actually give it to you until after you've spent the money on XYZ program.
Well, it's true, but the question is, do you accept such a program
in the first place
when you know it's going to be flawed? Like Project Home Key, for example, we accepted there about a $4 million grant to buy 5 homes in regular residential neighborhoods. Now, the county did this. They bought 1 in Anderson. They didn't tell Anderson. And they bought 4 in Shasta Lake City. They didn't tell Shasta Lake City, and that's my district. And then they're going to put mentally ill and or homeless in those. Well, how do you think that's going to work? And already we had calls for service, and of course it will affect the neighborhood. And so what was the county's response to that? Was they expanded it by $1 million. And so here you have a program that's clearly, it's a pilot program. It's not a good program. I'd like to cancel the whole thing, and instead they expanded $1 million. That's bad government.
And did they hire new staff for that program that then becomes part of that ever-increasing, we're not going to fire anybody, we'll find something else to do with them after that grant runs out?
It does expand, and they did have to have, you know, on-site project managers, and so government grows. And, in fact, through last year and into this year, county government, while we've seen other businesses here last year in Shasta County shut down, some will never reopen, county government grew by 100 employees.
And I also think that was at Health and Human Services.
Mostly,
is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, were those temporary hires?
Well,
I mean, because I know they had to have people test. I mean, I can understand it's kind of a surge effort there. But is this something that's going to go away when COVID becomes much less of a threat?
The problem here is that this is the COVID monies that we've received is round one. And so there'll be a round two. And when have you seen county government shrink?
Since the 90s.
Yeah, it doesn't tend to shrink. It tends to grow. And one of my big things is I want a small, efficient government, not a large, bloated government. So I have some fundamental problems there.
Okay, and we'll talk about that when we get back. We've got to take a quick break. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading.
My favorite, Linda and I love that place. It's our candy store.
I tell you what, they've got a great selection of jewelry, almost any kind you can think of. Plus, if you want to design your own piece of jewelry, like Patrick, you want to design one for your lovely wife, you can go down there. They'll help you. They'll build it, and it'll be the only, say, necklace like that.
Rings. Beautiful things.
It could be like M16 and AK crossed. As kind of a pendant there, something like that. And it's Linda's birthday next week. So, Rebecca, start putting them aside. I'll be down there early in the week. So, that's Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs.
Always remember, a girl can't have too many diamonds or too many guns.
I got my wife a gun for Mother's Day. I think that was great.
I agree.
64 degrees, 8:16 in the morning here on the first day of the rodeo performance. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Keep Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bach and Trish Clark. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 8:20 in the morning, 64 degrees, going up to 93 today.
And it's actually 70 degrees out now.
Oh, it's 70 degrees.
Yes,
okay.
It's warming right up.
Hey, you want to go get your car washed and also experience a little bit of history? Quick and Clean Car Wash, right down the street from us at Market in Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros, is having great sales going on now. Buy five car wash coupons, get one free, or buy 10 and get three free at Quick and Clean. And Quick and Clean Car Wash has been around for 100 years. Did you know that? I had no idea.
I talked to them about that the other day, and they own a great deal of that corner, and have been there. That family has been there for a long time.
They, you know, when cars first started, I guess, you know, somebody has to wash them.
And it's a great,
great business.
Soft cloth.
Oh, it's great
good,
business.
Good car wash.
Super people. Hey, we're here with Patrick Jones, supervisor of the 4th District, who's been on the job for four months.
4 months. Feels like 4 years.
4 years already. Patrick, when we start talking budgeting here, and we discussed it during the break, there's only like 17%, which is a relatively small amount, goes into the general fund to be able to disperse kind of like discretionary.
The Board of Supervisors actually has discretion over where they spend it. Small portion of the budget.
Correct, but it is a $579 million budget, so that 17% is still a reasonable number, and it would certainly match that of the City of Reading, so it's still a sizable amount of money.
Okay.
But it is true that the vast majority of the money coming in is you know, set-aside monies and grants that are dedicated to certain things. My point is that just because you can receive grant money, if you know the program isn't going to be a quality program, do you accept the grant money? And I would say no. Now, I would say most people at the county, in government, in you know, staff would see that differently. And you know, it's waste in my opinion if it's not a good program. And we see a lot of programs that say pilot, which means they have no history, they're brand new, and we're going to throw this money at you and see what you can do. So I look at it this way. When I was a kid here in Reading, and you know, in the 70s, we would walk. Our parents would allow us to walk anywhere we wanted in this town and go play ball at a field or whatever, and there was no worries about us. And can you do that today? I don't think most parents would allow their kids to walk anywhere around, especially younger kids. We've allowed our town to change, and we see a homeless program, a problem that, to me, does need to be addressed. And I think some of the county programs are enabling the bad behavior instead of trying to fix the bad behavior. And so you know, this is going to be the challenge for me, one of my challenges, as we move forward, you know, in the months and the years to come, to try to do better. In open session this week, I made a comment that I wasn't going to give the new county auditor controller a raise. I haven't approved any raises in the last 4 months. And, you know, and what I had mentioned was that I would really like to give a raise because I think some people have earned a raise. But when we have pension debt and CalPERS debt of $1 billion, I cannot give a raise. And every time we give a raise, it compounds the problem. I was talking to a board member that served back in the 1990s, and they were talking to me about raises and such. And I mentioned that they didn't have the pension debt in the 90s. They didn't have that at all, and certainly not staring at $1 billion debt.
That's true.
And so it was a very different time. And so how can I possibly give raises, even though some of these folks really do deserve a raise, and you have compaction problems and various other things that have created when you give a raise down here, now it creates a problem when an insubordinate is making more.
And that's a good point. When a subordinate is making more money than the department head,
correct,
who has, I mean, when it comes down to it, the spear in the chest is going to go into the department head. Shouldn't they be making at least as much money as their subordinates?
Well, and it's true. You shouldn't have that. We had it recently with the assistant city auditor and the auditor. The assistant was making more than the actual auditor controller. So that is incorrect. But when you give raises down here, then what does that mean? You're going to have to give raises above that. So it's not, you know, there's a price tag to giving raises because it doesn't affect just one group of, say, 150 or 162 people. It's going to be affecting a lot more than that, and rightfully so. For me, it's very tough, and so far I have not given any raises, or at least they have passed, but I have not supported them because of the large looming debt. Now, what does this debt mean for the county? What it means is that out of the general fund, $25 to $30 million is going to be extracted out of the general fund to pay off this pension for 30 straight years if everything goes well. I find that unacceptable. I argued about this, that this problem was going to occur back, you know, almost two decades ago, and we fought for it. Even the Chamber of Commerce did the Freitas Report describing the problems that were going to come if you don't change your ways, but no one listened. And so now we're into a serious problem that, you know, that $25 to $30 million a year, what could we do with that? You know, we could start fixing roads. We could start building a mental institution. We could start building a jail. We could fix some serious issues here in the county. But instead, it's going to bloated pensions. To give you an idea, we just had a labor negotiation contract not too long ago, about 162 people. And the pay for that group was $12 million, but the benefits was $8 million. Now, you wouldn't see that in the private sector, nowhere near that level of benefit. And it's causing some severe problems with the budget, and it's making a less livable county, and we see it.
Well, but if you didn't give another raise forever, you'd still have the 32 million?
$1 billion.
$1 billion, so it's 32 billion, or 20. $2 million a year that you're paying.
Around 30.
I'm trying. Million. I know, God. Okay, I'm $30 million. Right. We're paying a year.
Well, my point is.
But you're still going to have to do that.
My point is we have to deal with the $1 billion, that we have to deal with it today. I'm not willing to put it on the back of the taxpayer for the next 30 years because that's what's happening.
Well, how do we then – how do you fix that?
Rather than give raises, you pay more of that now?
Well, no, what I'm saying here is that you can't just continue to aggravate the problem. You've got to deal with the problem, solve the problem before you can go and give raises. I do believe there'll be a day where I can go back to giving raises because I do see people needing it. But you're leaving a system that clearly is going to fail. And they've made a promise that they cannot keep, and it's costing us a tremendous amount of money, and it's affecting the quality of our county. And I say that's unacceptable. We have to fix it. We have to roll up our sleeves. And the bottom line is the taxpayer shouldn't be paying for that pension.
So is the county taking steps in new hiring practices to not continue the pattern?
That is
obviously the question is, we're giving too much in benefits. county employees, city employees, government employees in general are getting too many benefits. So we've got to start addressing that at new hires. You can't go back with a contract and change everything immediately.
Correct. No, I'm not saying this is going to change overnight. It's just for me, I'm not going to compound this problem until we have a way to fix the problem that I think is fair and equitable for the taxpayer. So many times when we're in closed session, nobody is in that room thinking about the taxpayer. They're thinking about county employees and this and that, but no one there is thinking about who we really represent. And for me, that's at the top of my list of who we need to be thinking about when we make decisions in closed session where the public is not allowed to see.
The statement always is on the letterhead or when your item, no general fund impact.
Right.
That's supposed to be a magic pill that somehow we don't need to worry about this because it doesn't impact the general fund. It's
right.
That money out there that comes from nowhere. And I always would remind everybody that that's still out of your back pocket. That's taxpayer money.
Right. No, it's still on those staff reports.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones. Christian, you have a question for Supervisor Jones?
Yeah, I got it. Just actually for Supervisor Clark and Mr. Jones. So here's what I'm going to say is I would like your input as what I would call radical right Republicans to the national response to the big lie, getting rid of Liz Cheney, propagating the big lie in the name of Trump. And then number two, I'm really happy that it looks like the recall is going to fail. I would encourage Patrick Jones to, instead of trying to kick out his colleagues, to figure out a way of working with them and developing common ground. And that's all I got.
Thanks, Christian.
Well, you know, all my concern is going to be in Shasta County, so I'm not sure what you're referring to as a big lie in Washington, but that's out of my pay scale, so I'll let that for other people like Carl.
I'm happy to respond to that. There's a good share of this country, upwards in my mind, of 80 million people who don't think that was a fair election. The media can refer to it as the big lie all they want to. The facts, I maintain, will in fact bear themselves out. You're going to see Arizona fall. You're going to see New Hampshire. They're finally getting to the point where someone's going to actually look at the vote count. And when they do that, I think we're going to, no question, that in fact it is the big lie that you want to talk about it. The big lie is that Biden won. He didn't.
And then with regards to recall, because that certainly consumes a
I tell you what,
amount.
Let me take a break, because this is going to take a little bit to talk about, because there's a couple other questions that go with that. Hey, if you know, it's rodeo week, and it is kind of so apropos. If you've suffered from orthopedic injuries, strains, sprains, or a bull has stepped on you, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way in that little shopping center there. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back into action. So if you're at the rodeo and you fall out of the stands into the into the arena itself, which you can do,
has happened.
Give them a call. Give them a call. They know what they're doing. They have been working with the United States Olympic gymnastics team, with the NFL Pro Combine. They know what they're doing there. Give Rachel or Kevin a call at 533-5030. 533-5030 today. We'll be right back after these messages with Supervisor Patrick Jones.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion.
Starting April 1st through June 24th.
Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th.
Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th.
And one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Spring savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy five car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift, or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association is a nonprofit group that helps small-scale miners and prospectors while educating the public about mining. They offer gold-bearing claims that members can use, and they hold monthly meetings that are open to the public. If you are interested in prospecting, mining, metal detecting, or treasure hunting, please join the Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association by downloading the application on our website.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here, 605-4567, Carl by Trish Clark. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And we're not talking hundreds of dollars here. We're talking thousands of dollars here. Trish and I are here with Supervisor Patrick Jones. And when we left, we started talking about the recall.
Yeah.
The recall there's a lot of animosity here, Patrick. There's a lot of threats on both sides, which I've tried to point out. People talk about the recall proponents are threatening people, but I know for sure that you and several others of the recall proponents are also getting horrendous threats.
Yeah, I mean, I've had death threats before, and I think this last one for me is over at the DA's office to see if they're going to prosecute. But I've had them before, so, you know, you just have to deal with those. But, you know, a recall is a California constitutional process that if the people feel like they are that their elected officials are out of touch. They have that right. And, you know, I was the subject of a recall back when I was on council, too. And I said, all right, yeah, do what you, if you can do it, you know, and so be it. And so we didn't talk much about it. It's up to the people if they want to do it. They have that right. It's a constitutional right here in California. What I find amazing about this time is a group trying to stop it and not allowing the process to move forward, which means you're not allowing a constitutional right to move forward, or at least trying to obstruct it. And I find that to be very interesting as to why would you do that. If these people feel this way, let them be.
You do work for the people.
Right. I mean, if they don't like you, they have the right to recall you. And that's up to them.
Let's look at the other side of here. Let me be the devil's advocate, is that if people that want to have the recall, or, you know, they're advertising or everywhere, people that say, you know what, I don't agree with that. That's their constitutional right, too, to say, I don't agree with that. I don't think they should be recalled. That's the way I look at it, and it all comes down to signatures.
Well, it does, except to Patrick's point, make your argument against it, make your argument for it,
yeah.
but don't try to stop the process.
Right.
Well, it is a constitutionally protected process,
and it should be allowed to go forward. This is, as one of my friends said, this is civics in action here. Whether you support the recall or don't support the recall, but what's bothering me is the animosity, and it seems to be getting to the point where, you know, I hope this is not it, but I hope it doesn't get into fisticuffs or things like that.
Well, I don't feel that way at all, and, you know, and I've, you know, when I was at City Hall, I went to 12 years worth of meetings. I didn't miss a single meeting, and then I served for 8 years there. And we saw some pretty lively council meetings that took all night. And what we're seeing today is a lot of people active, which I think is a good thing no matter what. A lot of people very active and engaged in what's happening with the county. And so ultimately that is a good thing. And the vast majority of the people are being calm and behaving themselves. There are a few individuals that are loud, obnoxious, even profane. But under the laws and the court cases that have happened, they are allowed to do that so long as they do not disrupt the meeting.
Can they do personal attacks?
And they can. Under the law, they can. And, you know, and while we don't like those, and for people that behave that way, I personally do not like how they behave. As long as they do not disrupt the meeting, they have 3 minutes, then I would allow them to speak. And when I was mayor, that's what I did. And if I would usually let you go over 3 minutes a little bit just to finish up so that you could have a complete sentence and so forth. And I had people yelling, and those types of profanity was used, which I do not like. But I never asked a person to stop and refrain from that behavior, because the laws are already set and established that allow a person to do that, even though I do not like it. And the only issue here is the word disrupt. That is the key word. And a person just simply being loud, is that disrupting the meeting? I don't think so. I mean, it's offensive, but it's not.
How about personal attacks?
Personal attacks, while I dislike them, it is allowed within the law. And, and I look back to my days on city council. I was elected first in late 2006, and within a few months, we started to uncover a sex scandal at City Hall that went right up to the top, at least to the second in command. Our assistant city manager was having sex at City Hall on your dollar. So this stuff happens. So when somebody makes an accusation, I'm not sure whether it's true or not, but we've seen stuff happen, and people have the right to say these things. Yes, I wish they would do it in a manner that would be professional, because really they're not going to be taken seriously. If you're loud and profane, we're not going to really listen. You're so loud, I can't listen to you.
Okay.
For the folks that are...
I think the difference, and I would only say, I got out about the time you got in, and I'm saying I served in a much more...
Genteel
time, because we didn't allow personal attacks, and nobody called us on it. But
let's go to the phones. Richard, thanks for waiting.
Everybody, I'll go quick. Oh, darn it, the break's coming up. Three items. Your first caller, I think you should change the name of the show to Communist Ground based on its content. Second item, let's see. Oh, public funding public
Hey, Rich, it's really hard to hear you. Can you get closer to the phone?
I'm on my cell phone in the middle of Reading. So second item real quick. The average median household income in Reading, last I saw, $48,000. That means household, more than one income earner. More, the overwhelming majority of county employees, single employee, makes that or a lot more. The entitlement and selfishness of people wanting raises in government when the household median income is 48. Come on, people. And then lastly, the posters at the board meeting. Yeah, that was me. Yeah, we exposed Mr. Manapin Blaze, whose credibility is now shot. Notice the board members did not talk about the moving boxes a month ago, did they? No, but because we exposed somebody the board is supporting as an Antifa member, a rioter, everything, yeah, now all of a sudden they're going to talk about, oh, I don't like the poster idea, let's look into that. Yeah, no, it's called freedom of speech, and like Mr. Jones said, those posters on the wall were not disrupting anything. They're inanimate objects. So Leonard Modi is going to get nowhere with the poster idea. Any questions?
Thank you, Richard. Okay.
So posters.
Let's talk about that after this break.
All right.
This portion of the show brought to you by... couldn't hear everything because, you know, you may have been in the middle of Reading, but your cell phone wasn't coming across very well. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Only place I've gone to get my haircut since I've been here. And I frankly think that this is just a great place. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. You can give them a call at 244-9476. I'm sorry, 9478. You would think I'd have that after 14 years. And make an appointment so you can get in there. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Supervisor Jones.
So what's the tip?
I'm sure I'm glad you're here. You know what? I want to sing about all these good-hearted women loving all these good-timing men. A long time forgotten dream that just fell by the way.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, We provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Shasta County Grand Jury application deadline has been extended to May 14th. The Shasta County Grand Jury is a historic institution that investigates and responds to citizen complaints on government issues, ensuring transparency and accountability among local government officials and agencies. Help ensure government transparency. Join today. The deadline has been extended to May 14th, so don't wait. Apply now. Visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org to apply. The deadline is May 14th.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Thursday, and we're here with Supervisor Patrick Jones. We've got people lined up on the phone, but let me ask this question real quick. So you can answer it, because there was something in the paper that you're saying wasn't true there.
Shocking.
Shocking.
In our paper, in a media source, they lied? Oh, my gosh. How unbelievable.
You are prominent in the first Red, White, and Blueprint, you and Les.
And I will be featured in future ones as well.
I don't know if you were in the second one. I can't remember. I just saw it.
My voice was.
Your voice was. Your voice was, along with Rivers. Are you a leader in this? But you're supporting the recall.
Supporting it, yes.
But not a leader.
So what the difference is, I think, and that's why the paper, and I talked to David Benda about this, but he just has to print it the way he wants to print it, which is unfortunate because it's not the truth. So two separate groups here. The Red, White, and Blueprint is documenting the recall effort by Shasta Recall. They're two separate groups, and they're the leaders in this. And they formed before I even knew who they were. And they were moving forward. They had such a dislike with what they were seeing last year and this year that they formed these groups and started to move forward. And what they were saying made sense to me. I agreed with their principles, and particularly with Shasta Recall. Very much so. When Costco and Walmarts are left open and yet your small business is not essential and you get shut down, that's wrong. And it needs to stop. You cannot pick winners and losers in this, and that's what they did. And for guys like Carlos that came, and I was there that day outside because we had to stay outside, that emotion that came out from him where he said, "You shut my business down. My family starves. And I'll fight you on that. And I don't disagree with that."
Yeah.
When a government is shutting you down and it's going to affect your livelihood, you might not be able to pay.
But many of the businesses here, Patrick, in the first beginning of this, you're right, they were shutting down. But after that, most of them kind of just, once they got some spacing in there, they stayed open.
Because they had to defy the law. They had to defy the government, and they shouldn't have to do that.
And our sheriff and chief of police didn't issue any citations.
Correct.
But
still, the board sided with what had occurred. And many businesses just down the street here, Clary's, it's not open.
No. Right?
And will not reopen.
It will not reopen.
And many others. And so it was wrong. The approach was wrong. You should have dealt with it on an individual basis. And these guys listened to the governor. And I agree with that. And so Shasta Recall, for me, what they're saying, I can agree with. And they asked me to help in a fundraiser. And I said, sure. And so I was the MC along with Chris Kelstrom and from Cottonwood. And we'll have another one coming up, and I'll be the MC as well. But that doesn't make me the leader. Shasta Recall is, for the most part, there's probably 6 or 7 or 8 women that are really leading that. These are stay-at-home moms and grandmas, and they are upset as to what's happened in this county. They are the leaders of this movement.
I just want to put
just
in
for one of our listeners here is Carl. is asking questions as the devil's advocate, because these questions need to be asked so they can be answered.
Sure.
Okay. Do you have any problem with these questions, Patrick?
No.
No.
I want to say one thing about the point. This is such a good thing in government to see these people getting involved at the local level in their government. This is how we solve the problems, not only in Shasta County, the city of Redding, but across the nation, is for the average person to get back involved, pay attention, and become part of your government.
Right. I mean, okay.
It's the only way you can control it.
Right.
Everybody hung up? Everybody hung up?
Bob hung up, but Jim's still on the line.
Jim. Welcome aboard, Jim. You got a question or a statement?
Well, I got a question. Hey, Patrick, how much further ahead would the city and the county be if they'd listened to Gary Cadden, you guys, when you were blowing the whistle on the retirements?
Yeah, so I mean, and really, it started before that. We were arguing this before I was even elected back in 2002. To watch out that you can't base a retirement on a very high economy, and to guarantee 7.5% is ludicrous over a 20 or 30 year period. It's going to fail, and we have some severe ups and downs, and so it really started before I was elected. And we knew, originally they said, hey, this isn't going to be a problem for 999 years. Well, by 2007 for the city of Redding, it was a severe problem. And, in fact, it's hurt our city, and we still have not recovered. The city of Redding has not recovered from that recession. Even to this day, our police department is down, and it affects the level of our service that we provide to the city. The pension problem is a huge chunk of that because it's general fund money. And that's one of the problems. You know, the unions are so powerful. Everybody wants to say yes. I mean, it's nice to say yes to pay raises and to benefit increases, but it has gotten us now to this point, and they're big problems. In fact, some of the bigger cities in California, the problem is so massive, they really have no plan at all. Our plan here in the county simply means that we're going to lose out of the general fund $25 to $30 million a year for the next 30 years if everything goes well. And I just still find that unacceptable. But I appreciate the call. And, some of us fought this. Many did not. And it's why the problem continues to expand.
There have been members of elected boards throughout Shasta County for the last 20 years that have been trying to point this out when it first started, when we started giving perks and benefits rather than giving raises because the public wouldn't look at that.
Right.
And I pointed out at that time back in the 80s, just to blow my own horn here a little bit, that there we will reach a point where we will be supporting two payrolls.
Correct.
The retired payroll and the firm pay, and that's about where we're at.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Mary, we got like a minute. Hello, Mary?
Yes, hi.
You're on. We got like a minute.
Thank you. Carl, you said that there were no citations issued. Mallory's Flowers on South Market said they received 3 citations for trying to open.
Was that from the city?
Yes. And I don't know what her financial penalties were. I didn't get into it with her, but she was quite upset. But thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. I didn't know that. I would like to see, I probably should give a phone call to them because...
It
could be the public health department that could have done that, because I've had both the chief and the sheriff reiterate many times on the show, no, we're not going to issue a citation to law-abiding citizens. Last thought here, Patrick. If the recall is successful and somebody is elected that gives you the 3-2 or 4-2 or 4-1, what's Shasta County going to look like? And take your time with this. I'll go over.
Yeah, so, everybody knows on a 5-person board that if you want to get something done, you do have to have 3 like-minded people. Now, I'm very conservative, probably the most conservative on the board. Some may argue that, but I would say that I believe that to be true.
And, I kind of think that, too.
I think so. And so I want to see a government that is more responsive to the needs of the people. I want to see a resource management department that people can be proud of. And right now, if you've dealt with resource management in Shasta County, you are not proud of them. And in fact, you're so frustrated and mad, you don't want to deal with them ever again. And that's wrong. It's bad government. I believe in government. And I believe government is here to help you, and it's not happening here the way that it should. And I'd like to fix those problems. And I'd like to see a Health and Human Services Department, not gutted, as some would say, but efficient. that solves real problems, that doesn't give a homeless person a house. It teaches that person a job so you can go buy your own house. Those are the things that I want to see happen here in Shasta County. I want to have an increased sheriff's department that we can afford. I want more sheriff deputies. I want a fire fuel reduction system that is real in Shasta County, because every year that the federal government and the state government fails to act, we burn. So we have to do it ourselves. I want to beef that up greatly. And again, if I had that $25 to $30 million, I could accomplish all these things. And so those are kind of things that are on the top of my mind.
Well, you got that done with 45 seconds left to go. Patrick Jones has been with us today. Thank you, Patrick, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And so we could clear up some things and then ask some questions about some others that with an hour we can discuss it. And with a soundbite on a TV station or a story that in the paper, it's not always the same thing.
Yeah, you know, and there's been some talk around town that I don't use my office downtown in the admin building at 1450 Court Street, which is absolutely true. I rarely go there other than to pick up my mail. It is closed off to the public. The public can't see it or access it, so I don't like it. So if you want to reach me 6 days a week, Sunday's my day, but 6 days a week, you can reach me at 1600 East Cypress. That's where I am. And people come to me every day, either by phone
Jones
or
Fort.
Jones's Fort. I've been there over 40 years. Next year will be our 60th year in business. We're very proud of that. And people can come to see me. I like being accessible.